Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, a tough loss for the Lady Bombers as they led by 14 in the first half. Batesville comes back and wins it by a score of 40 to 37. Mountain Home suffers a loss in their district opener, and I talked about it during the ball game. You got BB, Bologna, Morrilton, Batesville, and Mountain Home. Again, not discounting Searcy and Greenbrier, but they are down this year. You got five teams, and this is going to be a wild race on this girls' side. Lady Bombers, though, let one get away at home. That one's going to hurt. We'll take a break. Check final stats for you in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
It's a community bank that really reaches out to the customers to make them feel special. I feel special every time I come in here.
They want to be involved in the community. They want to be part of the community.
They support our university, our athletic department.
They've told us that they could have a fleet of volunteers there to help this year if we need it.
I see them at a lot of our Hispanic community events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such a big community presence as Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
to 37, it is Batesville that gets the win over Mountain Home this evening. Our game stats brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Mountain Home led by Hannah Pfeiffer with 14 points tonight. Peyton Husky scores 8. 6 for Emma Martin. Natalie Tabor with 4. Kyra Penn, 3. And Anna Grace Foreman with 2. Batesville led by the 18 points of Taylor Griffin on the night. 25 rebounds for Mountain Home, 23 for Batesville. Mountain Home 14 turnovers, Batesville had 9. Lady Bombers had a 16-2 run in the first quarter. They led it at one point, 19-5, had a 14-point lead. Batesville chipped away, and they wound up winning it by 3 this evening. The Lady Pioneers improved to 10-4 overall. They are 1-0 in district play. Mountain Home falls to 7-8, 0-1 in the district. Again, the final score, Batesville 40, Mountain Home 37. That's it for the girls' game. We'll have the boys' game coming up here in just a little bit on Classic Hits 101.7.
The hits are always spinning here on Classic Hits 101.7.